came as a big surprise last night. A post made on a website called Medium.com, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos laying out what looks like an attempt at extortion. Joining us right now, ABC's Aaron Katursky. Aaron, good morning.
Well, good morning. It was a really stunning post to hear Jeff Bezos take on AMI and expose what he says is extortion and blackmail from the publisher of the National Enquirer. Normally, if people get a letter like this, they do their darndest to either capitulate or somehow hide it, fearing their livelihood. But a guy worth $136 billion figured, and opted to go public.
He did. On a website called Medium.com, not on his Washington Post website.
He says he wants to keep that separate from his, you know, personal life. And there were, of course, some, you know, intersections. The Enquirer last month published this whole expose on Bezos' extramarital affair with Lauren Sanchez, the former host of So You Think You Can Dance. And Bezos had wondered how the tabloid got onto the story, was able to get his text messages and apparently photos, and he started an investigation. The Enquirer wanted him to drop the investigation and also wanted him to stop, you know, saying that the exposure was related to politics. Bezos, of course, owns the Washington Post, as you point out. Its coverage of the White House has angered President Trump. The Enquirer and Trump have had a longstanding relationship. And so Bezos speculated openly that, you know, his affair was exposed by the tabloid to do the president's bidding. And all those things taken together, we're told, made the tabloid apoplectic.
This is interesting. What happens next? Will there be an investigation into the Enquirer? Could there be criminal charges as a result?
Well, and that's the thing we don't know. Legal experts we've talked to aren't quite certain there was a crime here, but there may be. The Enquirer had entered into a non-prosecution agreement here in New York with prosecutors investigating Michael Cohen. If that agreement required them to commit no crimes whatsoever, so there's got to be a review going on. But AMI just released a statement saying that internally, while it believes it acted lawfully and in good faith, it would investigate and take appropriate action.
Interesting to see what happens next, Aaron. We thank you for your time. Thanks for the good reporting. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks very much.
All right, bye now.